Safeties rotate the inside. Give us to Donald Brown. Breaks it outside. 45, 50. Down to the 35-yard line. Make it to the 34. A 26-yard run by Donald Brown. Andrew handles the snap. Throws. Touchdown, Griff Whalen. His first ever touchdown in the National Football League. And the Colts lead 6-0. Back to throw is Keenan. He's being chased by Werner. The ball is picked off by the Colts. It's Darius Butler with the interception. Make it to 17 is where they'll put it down. What a great play by Darius Butler. Andrew steps up. He's going to throw one deep, intended for T.Y. He's got it. He's down to the 30-yard line. There is a flag down, but let's see what it's going to be. T.Y. makes the catch, and it's on Houston, so it'll be declined. 41 on the pass play to T.Y. Hilton. The Colts will have a first down at the Houston 27. Shovel pass to Trent Richardson. Touchdown! Little shovel inside to Trent, and he goes 9 yards for his third touchdown with the Colts. Keenan this time, play action. Drops to throw. Has time. He's going to throw one and picked off. Darius Butler, second of the day, and he gets all the way back to the Texans 45. Keenan out of the gun, takes the snap, sets up pressure coming. He's going down into Bethea. Bethea gets the sack all the way back at the Houston 39-yard line. Leckler's punt is a beauty. It sails deep. Griff Whalen will field it at his own 21. Starts to the right. Gets a block. 30. Up the sideline. 35. Stays in bounds of 50. Cuts it back to 40. He's on his feet to the 35. Cuts it back into the 30. And Griff runs it all the way back to the Houston 28-yard line. What a tremendous return for Griff Whalen. Out of the pistol. Back to throw is Keenan. Keenan has good protection. Rolls away. Now he's hit. The ball is knocked down out of, and fallen on for a safety. Robert Mathis. And that will be the all-time sack for him. Robert gets credit for a sack. He is 54th different quarterback. His 108th, that's a franchise record, and 16 and a half this year. Also a franchise record. Robert Mathis and the Colts get a safety out of it. They now lead 25-3. Andrew gives it off to Trent. Trent breaks it outfield, breaks the 30, stays on his feet all the way to the 35-36-yard line. A nice run for Trent of 22 yards. And this will be the 12th consecutive time the Colts have beaten Houston here. The Texans have a 12-game losing streak. Robert Mathis has set 3 different Colts records today with 1 sack. As the gun goes off, we are finished. The Colts win here 25-3. The Colts are now 9-5.
I'm really, really proud of this football team, this coaching staff, this organization.
These guys have no quit. They bounce back.
10-5, touchdown!
We set a foundation from day one that we are going to stick with the process.
Got it! 73-yard pass play.
We've got the very best fans in the National Football League.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
Welcome to Colts Monday Night with head coach Chuck Pagano. Presented each week by Citizens Energy Group. Now live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Colts Monday Night. I guess the only thing we didn't talk about in that montage was another great record for the Colts. The Colts have not lost 2 games in a row under Chuck Pagano in the 2 years he's been head coach. And that makes Andrew Luck, who's now 20-10 on his career. Wow. The Colts have come back 10 times after a loss and won the very next game. They haven't had a 2-game losing streak. Well, before we start the show, Subway would like to give away prize packages to the first 5 callers to the show tonight. Call the Verizon hotline now at 317-639-COLT. During the second half hour of the show tonight, we'll be visiting with Game Day radio analyst Jim Sorgi. That'll be on the Verizon hotline as well. Verizon is a proud sponsor of the Colts, and Jim will share his thoughts on the game yesterday and heading into the Week 16 encounter with the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach Chuck Pagano will be taking your social media questions. He'll do that tonight or Fox or tweet the at Pagano Show, and we'll be talking with Chuck in just a moment. Looking back on yesterday, there were so many highlights. This was a complete Colts victory yesterday. All 3 phases stood out. All 3 phases did their job. The Colts have now beaten the Houston Texans, who are a very good football team, 12 straight times without a loss in Indianapolis. They handed the Texans their 12th straight loss. The Colts are now 5-0 this year in the division, have won 6 straight division games. And they've got their toughest assignment in a long time against Kansas City coming up next Sunday. But that's next Sunday. Robert Mathis. Again, I go back to things we've talked about over the years. He was signed by the Colts after they moved up the second day of the draft 11 years ago to get a guy they knew could help them on special teams. Little did they know, 11 years later, Robert Mathis is now the all-time Colts sack leader with 108. He set a single-season record with 16.5 with that sack yesterday of Case Keenum. And Case was the 54th quarterback sacked by Robert Mathis over the last 11 years. But look at it, basically, that's five different quarterbacks every year. The leader, well, he's gotten David Carr seven different times. And how about the game Griff Whalen played? He didn't know until Saturday that he was even going to be on the field. And he catches four passes. There were only five thrown to him. 45 yards and the game's first touchdown from his college buddy, Andrew Luck. That touchdown was the first offensive touchdown the Colts have scored in the last 6 weeks. Then he added a 51-yard punt return that set up yet another score. Adam Vinatieri, three field goals yesterday. The accolades go on and on. Four different guys had sacks yesterday. Pat McAfee had a good day punting the football. And the Colts protection units, the coverage units, did a pretty good job most of the day against a very explosive Houston team. Colts, wow, 9-5, and they have played 64 players this year. That is the most of any team in the league. Take, for example, the Denver Broncos. They've only played 53. The injury list continued to grow. Four more guys hurt yesterday. We'll find out later on in the week just how bad or how good that turns out for the Colts. And how about Xavier Nixon? Had he never played guard in his life? One series into the game, he's in at guard and played very, very well. This is a team that just won't quit. They won't give in to anybody. And they smacked the Houston Texans in their mouth early with the first touchdown drive and a good three and out. And the Colts went on to a 25-3 win. We've got more coming up. Stick around. We will be talking with Chuck Pagano in the next segment. This is Colts Monday Night with the Coach, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group, proud to be the Colts conservation partner. Find winning conservation tips at citizensenergygroup.com. Colts Monday Night is also brought to you by Papa John's. When the Colts win, you win. Get 50% off your regular menu price online order the day after the Colts win. Log on to papajohns.com and enter promo code COLTS50. And be sure to manage your energy bills by taking advantage of cash rebates on high-efficiency appliances from Veterans Conservation Connection. Learn more about the rebates available at veteran.com. Veteran, live smart. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Welcome back to the show, and we're joined by Coach Chuck Pagano. He's going to answer your social media questions in just a moment. Those sent in by Colts fans and from the McDonald's social media inbox. Fans can submit your questions through Facebook.com/Colts, or you can tweet the show directly at Pagano Show. Coach, yesterday was one of those games. It was a complete game. Your offense played well. Your defense, special teams, was a great team win.
Yeah, it was a great team win. It was, you know, having clinched the division, you know, we said in these final 3 weeks, starting with the ball game yesterday, that we wanted to, you know, go catch fire, if you will, you know, start trending in the right direction, get some momentum going, play a complete game. And we did that in all three phases. You know, offense, you know, we got off to a fast start finally, you know, drove the length of the field, 11 plays, I think 80 yards, scored a touchdown, great start. Defense came up big all day long. Special teams, you know, did a nice job. Adam, again, was, you know, 3 for 3, I guess, and a couple extra points, 11 points in the game. So we got contributions from all three phases and a bunch of players, you know, guys that never played certain positions before. And because of the way they work and the way they study and what the expectations are and next man up, if they don't believe it now, they never believe it. So every one of those guys prepares as a starter. And a guy like Xavier Nixon goes in and plays well for us and helps us win that ball game. So it was a great team win.
Chuck, in the locker room this morning talking to guys, it's not a shock. Maybe to some it is. But the first word that keeps coming up in Xavier's interview and Griff Whalen and other guys, practice. How important it is to them and ultimately, obviously, to you as well. If you don't practice well, you usually don't play well.
No, and that's exactly right. And, you know, first thing we put up last week, going into the ball game, the Houston game, was, what you see is what you get. And you play like you practice. And so let's go out, work on the things individually, specifically, fundamental-wise, technique-wise, as a group, as a unit, offense, defense, special teams, and practice. And, do those things and do them well Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, again, the byproduct will be you'll probably play well on Sunday. And so, that's what we look to do, in preparation for Kansas City.
And your quarterback, Andrew Luck, didn't have the glowing numbers that some guys did, but he managed that game yesterday extremely well.
Absolutely. We had the one hiccup there, but he's been doing a great job of that. His numbers show that. Again, you can say whatever you want to say. Andrew will tell you the only thing that he really cares about first and foremost is the W, and we did get that. And he made good decisions, winning football like always. And it's always good to, he extended some plays. Created again. He's running. We gotta get him on the ground maybe a little sooner. than he likes. But he's getting first downs and extending plays and doing a lot of great things for us.
The run game, Trent Richardson yesterday, particularly in the second half after Donald's down, looked like Trent Richardson, got off a couple of real nice runs and got a couple of first downs for you.
Well, you talk about practice, and we talked about it last week, Bob. He's practiced as well as anybody the last couple weeks. And his last couple ball games, you can see the results of, what he's doing during the week preparation-wise. And he's becoming more comfortable terminology-wise with the scheme, with the guys in front of him, all those things. And again, it was great to see him, have the production, both running the football and in the pass game yesterday, and certainly it's doing wonders for his confidence and obviously helping our offense.
Defensively yesterday, it's hard to look at one guy and say that he was the star because everybody came up with, but I had forgotten how fast Antoine Bethea is. He got a sack and darn near got a second one yesterday.
Yeah, it was, credit Coach Minuski and the rest of the defensive coaches and those players. They put a great plan together. They put those guys in position, to make plays. And Antoine got his number called a couple times and got the sack the first time and then got a big quarterback hit the second time, but there's a number of guys, like you said, Bjorn, Werner got his first sack and was great to see. And, of course, Robert, breaking the record and getting his, strip sack and, which caused a safety. Eric Walden had a sack, D Butts with two interceptions. And it was just, I think you give up 3 points and 239 total yards and force a bunch of punts and you're playing, you look at LaRon Landry had, double-digit tackles along with Antoine. I mean, those two guys back there ran the show. And our secondary, you look at Vontae Davis, they had something to prove yesterday after what happened the first time we played these guys. And as productive as Andre Johnson was in the first ball game, I think he had four catches for 18, 20 yards, something like that. So they did a phenomenal job. And across the board, the whole defense really played well for 60 minutes.
We talked about a lot of numbers and records yesterday. One of them that continued is incredible. This is the 10th straight time after a loss, the team has bounced back with a win. That hasn't happened anywhere else in the league. It's very special.
Yeah, and again, I always credit, these coaches and the players. I mean, they do such a great job of sticking to the process and really bought into that whole philosophy from day one. And win or lose, you have to put the last ball game behind you. And that's what these players and coaches are capable of doing and moving forward and preparing for the next game. And I think, first and foremost, that's probably the reason why we did it for our 10th time since we've been together. So really proud of these players and really proud of the coaches. They did one heck of a job.
Hate to even mention the word injuries. been such a part of the season this year, and you lost three or four guys again yesterday. Is there an update on any of them?
Yeah, Joe Reitz went out with a concussion, and he'll go through, the normal protocol for that. Donnie Brown, Stinger, went out of the game, didn't come back. Should be okay. He'll be day-to-day. Sergio Brown was the other guy that went out with a groin injury. He'll be day-to-day. And then Daniel Adongo went out with a hamstring and didn't return. And again, it doesn't look too serious, but again, he'll be day-to-day also.
Any way, shape, or form you can get some guys back?
Well, we're hoping and praying and lighting candles and doing whatever we have to do, to hopefully get some guys back. But, guys like Greg Toler, I'm sure everybody's wondering, about Greg's status. But, hopefully he'll be back out there Wednesday and moving around, and we'll see how he progresses. And then, Stanley Avili, looks like a guy that we might get back. Samson Satelli, who missed with the elbow, he'll be day-to-day. Link is another guy. Sure could use, all the offensive line help, and get some guys back as possible. So we'll just have to wait and see on those guys. LaVon Brazil's another guy that, missed with the foot injury and looks like he should be back at practice, hopefully Wednesday.
All right, let's go to the Pagano playbook. We always do this, brought to you by Citizens Energy Group. Yesterday was the seventh offensive line combination you've got. Joe Reitz is out. Xavier Nixon, normally a tackle, played guard. We know that. How is a guy like Xavier able to come off the bench cold at that position and play so well?
Well, I think probably first and foremost, he's getting great coaching. Joey Gilbert does a great job with our offensive line, and Hal Hunter, assists him with those guys. And again, it's next man up. It's we talk to everybody all the time, Bob, about preparing as a starter, because you never know when your number's going to get called. And certainly, Xavier's a perfect example of a guy that first drive in. Joe goes down with the concussion. And we've got to throw him in the game. And be quite frank, he's been working, mostly at swing tackle, backing up outside. And that's what he is. And throw him in a guard. And after a series or two, calms down and plays pretty good football, winning football for us. So that's a testament to, our coaches doing a great job with him. And then, X doing a great job of being a pro and studying his craft and being on point and knowing exactly what to do and answering the bell.
All right, that was Chuck Pagano's playbook presented by Citizens Energy Group. Make conservation tips a part of your playbook. Visit citizensenergygroup.com for helpful tips. Time to check the McDonald's inbox presented by McDonald's Big Mac, the official burger of the Colts. It's the McDonald's inbox where fans can tweet the show and ask Coach a question. And fans, you can tweet your questions to @PaganoShow right now and for future shows. All right, Richard from Indianapolis wants to know, will you hold off strategies against the Chiefs next week? Because it looks like at this point anyway, they might be a playoff foe.
I don't know what's going to happen, down the road. It's a great question, legitimate question, something that, we'll certainly, take a look at and give some consideration. But I think first and foremost, the biggest thing for us is we just need to get better. We need to come back in here. We've looked at the tape from the Houston game, make the corrections, and then go to work and preparing, for Kansas City, but focusing on us and just continue this trend. We've lit a flame, so to speak, gained some momentum here, some confidence with the way we played against the Texans. And so really, we just need to get better each and every day. And however the thing unfolds, it'll unfold. But we're really just working on us right now.
All right. Jimmy Van Horn wants to know, what will the plan be to stop Jamal Charles?
Well, they let us play with 15.
Tell them it's a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, 4 o'clock game, do whatever, right? He's a fabulous football player, dynamic athlete. Beat you, running the football. You saw what he did, against the Raiders yesterday. He was just phenomenal. I think 4 receiving touchdowns in the first half alone, I think it was. But he's a great player, and he's been a really good player for a long time. long time, and you know, Coach Reed has got that whole bunch playing at a high level, obviously, and so it'll take everything that we got, all 11 guys flying around, doing their job, taking care of their job, and getting as many hats as you know on him as possible, and then taking care of him, you know, out of the backfield. He leads their team in receptions also, so he's quite a threat. We got our hands full.
All right, Grant from Lawrence wants to know, what do you think, or why do you think your team does not lose back-to-back games?
Again, you know, talking about it before, you know, I just think, you know, these guys are able to move on, you know, win or lose. You know, they able to put the last ball game behind them, make corrections if you know that you always have, and stick to the process. You know, it's the next game, and so these guys have done a great job of that. Our coaches do a great job of it. Players do a great job of it, and you know, it's a formula that's obviously working and has worked since we've been here, and so there's no reason really to get away from that.
All right, I was thinking last night, Robert gets his 108th. Overshadowed, Bjorn Werner got his first. And our next question, Wes wants to know, it seemed like Bjorn Werner played a good game yesterday. Is he coming along like you hoped?
Yeah, absolutely played a good game yesterday, and yes, he is. Actually, you know, the last 3 weeks, he's really played good football and gotten better each and every week. And again, you go back and you talk about practice. You know, he's amped up, you know, his preparation, the way he's studying, becoming a pro. You know, he was out for a while. He missed some time with an injury, and so that's never easy. He's a rookie. He's young. He's learning. You know, he's played with his hand in the dirt his whole career in college. Now he's standing up. He's dropping. He's doing a bunch of different things. So. He's getting more comfortable. He's gaining confidence. And yesterday, you know, he had his best outing to date. And, you know, two, three, four tackles, you know, his first sack. So he did some great things, and love where he's at and the direction he's headed.
How much has Robert helped him?
Unbelievable. I mean, it's a guy's like a sponge, you know, and Robert is a great mentor, and he spends not only with him, but Daniel Dong. I mean, all our young guys, Robert, I mean, they can watch and see how he studies and how he prepares and how he practices. But, you know, he's a guy they go to all the time. And again, he's only 107 sacks away from catching him. But he's got the work ethic and the mindset to try to catch him. So, but Robert's been great with all those guys.
All right, those are the social media questions. You're listening to the Colts Monday Night with Coach Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, 97.1 Hank FM. When we come back, we'll have our Spotlight Player interviews with Griff Whalen, Xavier Nixon, and Jarrell Freeman.
This is Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM. Be sure to visit the Bud Light Party Zone at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Bud Light Party Zone is above the north end zone in front of the windows that open to the Indianapolis skyline. Bud Light, the official beer of the NFL. Every morning, Wish TV's Daybreak is a better way to start your day, delivering overnight news, weather, and traffic with the latest updates you need to prepare for your day. Weekday mornings on Wish TV. Let's go back live to the Taco Bell studio with the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Welcome back to the show this evening. And, you know, we always use the phrase next man up. Probably people getting a lot of tired of that over the years, but it is a fact for this football team. They don't look at injuries. They just say, okay, who's next? And that really stepped to the forefront yesterday in the game against Houston. First of all, the game in Cincinnati, the Colts discovered two young receivers who can really play, Derek Rogers and LaVon Brazil. We had seen LaVon in action against the Detroit Lions, great touchdown catch in that game that started a tremendous comeback. But he missed the first four games this year, and he's trying to get back into the rotation, had a great game against Cincinnati. But he hurt his foot, and he couldn't play. That meant, who's the next man up? Well, in this case, Griff Whalen. He stepped in, four catches, 45 yards, a touchdown. He had 51-yard punt return. He did a really, really good job helping his teammates win a game yesterday. The Colts already downed people because Samson Satelli couldn't play yesterday. The injury to Jeff Linkenbach kept him on the sideline yesterday. And then in the first series, Joe Wrights, who's been Mr. I Can Play Everything, was in at guard and suffered a concussion. So very early in the game, the Colts had to change to a player or go to a player named Xavier Nixon. Xavier was with the Washington Redskins early in the season, came over here, has been on the practice squad most of the year, or inactive. Well, he jumped in yesterday at a position he'd never played and did pretty well. So it's now time to visit with our Spotlight Players of the Game, brought to you by Lightbound. For all your cloud service needs, call Lightbound. First, we spent some time today with Griff Whalen, and I asked him how special that touchdown catch yesterday was because it was his first in the NFL from his old Stanford teammate, Andrew Luck.
It was kind of special for me. I mean, definitely my first NFL touchdown, so that was a big moment. And also just the added significance of establishing ourselves offensively again in the first half. It felt great, I know, for all of us just to drive down the field and be able to do what we wanted to do offensively. So, and then, you know, catching that pass coming from my college teammate was special too.
You mentioned we hadn't scored in a long time in the first half. That drive took us back a long way. I mean, you guys had everything going for you. The run game was working, the short, quick passes. Was there anything different about the feeling going into that drive?
I think maybe just a little extra urgency and focus, you know, really hard work all week in practice by everybody, studying the playbook, watching film, just really trying to be on top of everything and, you know, putting ourselves in position to be able to go execute right off the bat.
Watching practice last week, you had an exceptional week. Did you know from the first that you were going to get a chance to play, or was it later in the week?
No, it wasn't until Saturday. I kind of thought I might get that chance, but I didn't know anything until Saturday.
You go on the field, you're in, working with the ones, and against a Houston defense that everybody forgets is third best in the league, and still you were able to execute what you wanted to do yesterday. For the whole unit, was that real special, just getting a touchdown?
Yeah, it definitely was. Our coaches did a great job putting us in the right positions to be able to execute and take advantage of the looks they were giving us. So they just prepared us the right way.
You've waited a long time. You've worked hard to get your opportunity. A lot of guys in this locker room have. But go back to Stanford. It wasn't real easy from the get-go out there either, was it?
No, definitely not. You know, started as a walk-on, just grateful to have an opportunity to go out there and be on the team. Again, had a bunch of great coaching out there, was able to work myself up into the rotation and see some significant play time later in my career.
How much time did you spend on special teams, particularly the return end of it out there?
In college?
Yeah.
Not a ton. Returned a few punts earlier in my career. Kind of was on a few teams here and there, and then my senior year was starting a receiver, so it wasn't really on anything then.
It's been a while then since you returned a punt, and yesterday you had a 51-yarder. Were you saving that for a while?
I guess, yeah. I didn't really know what to expect. You know, it has been a while, so. But you know, I knew my guys would out there would be blocking for me, and I just trusted them to get that done, and they did, so it worked out.
I would think waiting for a punt to come down with 2 million pounds of beef coming at you is not the easiest thing in the world. What are you thinking? How do you handle punt returns?
Yeah, it's a little bit different than just catching it off the jugs in practice. But then, you know, you would think it's you know, it takes a long time, but there's really not much time to think. It's all just kind of reacting. So it's just peeking at, you know, who's running downfield, how much room I have, securing the catch, and then just kind of trying to read the blocks from there.
A couple of strange things in the game yesterday. First of all, it was a total team game. Offense played well, defense played well, special teams played well. And the second thing, you guys were ahead by a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter. We haven't had too many of those, but it was a total team effort. Everybody played well yesterday.
Yeah, it was great. It helps everybody out, too. The offense getting that lead for us and the defense keeping it, it opens up our playbook offensively, what we can do. It makes a big difference, whereas getting behind early really limits what you have to do offensively to get back into it. So that was big, just to prove to ourselves that we can do that and get that under our belts.
Got to move forward. Two games left on the regular season schedule. The first one's a pretty tough one in Kansas City. Cold weather. You're kind of used to that from the high school days, though, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely had some cold high school games. And, you know, we get some cold practices here, so get used to that again. But yeah, definitely a huge game this week against a great Kansas City team. So we'll be up to the challenge.
How much did this win yesterday help the spirits? I know you never get down on yourselves. This team has more resilience than any club I've ever seen. But when you get a shot in the arm and you beat a good team, and Houston is a good team despite the record, how much psyche does that help you?
I think it's a big confidence booster on all three phases. Just how well we were able to execute the plans we were given, which the coaches did a great job with, and kind of play a full 60 minutes like that. Just really, I think it gives us a lot of extra confidence as a team.
One thing before we end this, practice. I don't think people understand how important it is. As I said, you had a great week of practice. In reality, how much does a good week like that help you?
It helps a lot. You know, that's something I've kind of learned and changed a little bit over the past year or two I've been here, is just how to practice like that, picking the intensity up and playing faster in practice so that it can translate to the game. And, you know, doing that in practice, it really does show up in the game, so it makes a big difference.
Maybe the key to that whole interview with Griff Whalen is how you have to practice to be ready to go. That's where the next man up comes from. Never has it been more to a point than Xavier Nixon. A couple of times in practice and the look team, he played guard. But with the first unit, never. So we asked him if he'd ever played guard anywhere before yesterday.
I get a couple reps in practice, but I didn't play in college. And so that was my first in-game experience of playing guard.
How different is it to play guard than tackle?
It's just different techniques. Things happen a little bit faster inside. Guys are a little bit stronger, so there's something to adjust to.
Help. You always need it. I don't care who you are.
Right.
Reggie, everybody needs a little bit of help. You got it yesterday, didn't you?
Right. I had Mike and I had Gaza just talking to me the whole game, keep my mind in it so I can focus more on how to do it than what I had to do.
And that team across the line of scrimmage, Houston's pretty good. You had your hands full from time to time.
Yeah, they were a good friend. They talked a little bit of trash throughout the game, but I was just focused on keeping my head in and trying to do the right things.
The O-line, there's always camaraderie going on in this locker room. You were welcomed when you came over from Washington. How important is that?
It's just great because, you know, you're not really focused on fitting in and, you know, what the guys like you and things like that. They just accepted me, so I was able to mesh and get into the system.
How important for all you guys was that win yesterday and the way you accomplished it?
It's just great momentum going on towards the end of the season, just to keep finishing strong and rolling to the playoffs.
Everybody keeps saying it, no matter who they are, you got to be ready to go in at any point, any spot.
Right.
What if they say, okay, next week you're going to play quarterback, then what do you do?
Well, then I go in there and I sling the ball around, hand it off to Trent a couple times, and hopefully we'll win another game.
How much fun was it yesterday, not only playing but winning and convincingly?
It was just exciting, man, just to get back on the football field and actually playing the game, and just to, you know, to win in that fashion. It's just exciting to be out there.
And it really does mean anything because you got two more regular season games. Now you got to go to KC, and if your number called, be ready again.
Yes, sir. I'm just focused on practice on Wednesday and just becoming a better player for these guys. So that's all I'm looking forward to.
Practice. It's that word that sneaks in almost every interview you do, because that's a key part of everybody's week. Last year, no one at training camp had ever heard of Jarrell Freeman. We have two games left to go in this season. He has over 300 career tackles. But yesterday, the defensive team performance, I asked him if it was similar to the one in San Francisco early in the year.
Yeah, we sort of tried to get back like we had at the start of the season with the turnovers, man, trying to create and get the ball back to our offense as many times as we can. You know, we were able to stop the run, stifle it for a little bit, and make them be one-dimensional. Offense scored points. And, you know, we can definitely get them in those third and long situations, get them in predictable situations, you know, with our offense scoring those points and make them just be all passes, and definitely throw out some exotics in there, and we're able to get them in some tough situations.
The game yesterday, everybody wanted the offense to score some points. They did, but you guys came right out and got them off the field, three and out, did it, I think, five times during the day. How important for you guys as a unit was that?
It's very important. We got to start growing as a unit, start showing everybody we can't stop the run and stop people from scoring, stop giving up big plays, get off the field on third downs. You know, and it's, we know we can do it. We just got to keep it going.
It's a long season. Everybody talks about it. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. How tough is it to keep that level of play going?
Hey, it's a long season, man. There's a couple lulls in there, but you got to be professional about the situation, man. You got to get in, got to respect the process, as Chuck says, and just keep it going.
You've been around here a couple of years now. You've seen some good things, but I'm not sure you'll see anything better than number 98 over here, Robert Mathis. What was your feeling when you knew he got the record?
Man, I didn't even know. I was like, what's going on? You know, and then somebody explained it to me because I was still on the sideline talking to my linebacker coach. And he got the sack. I was like, man, that's crazy. Definitely been one of the pillar guys around here for a long time. It's an honor to be on the same field as, you know, playing with the guy. You know, so he's just still playing at a high level, even though he's, what, about 65, 70, you know? I don't know. But, yeah, he's still playing like a little kid out there, man. It's definitely great to see.
You know, he doesn't say much, at least to us. Maybe he talks more to you guys. But he seems to be the kind of guy that leads by, follow me, watch what I do.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's just how some people lead. You know, I'm not going to – he's not a real rah-rah guy. He's just going to show you. He can show you better than he can tell you. So every time he steps on that field, he's putting out great film. He has a great resume.
The defense again yesterday, four different guys got sacks. Mm-hmm. Kelvin Shepard seemed like he was all over the field yesterday. How good – does the unit feel? Everybody contributed yesterday.
Right. I mean, we feel pretty good about the whole thing. Me and Shep have developed a little of a rapport over the past few games. And I guess even Bjorn got him a sack. You know,
yes.
it was great to see all everybody flying around, everybody playing as a team, using the help when needed. I mean, it's great to see we put on some good film. We got to continue to get better at it.
Antoine got a sack. I didn't know he could run that fast. He did it twice. He almost got two yesterday.
Yeah, man. He was just dialing up some. When we get offenses in predictable situations, we can do a lot of different things. You get him in some third and longs, and we're able to just throw a couple different blitzes at him. Antoine is just like a linebacker in the back of his head. Both of our safeties are with that aggression that they have, man. We send them up, dial up the blitzes, and they're going to come in there running full speed just like we would as linebackers.
Got to go to Kansas City. Same time of year you were out there last year. It's cold.
Right.
But you've played in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough game. But does that acclimate you a little bit more for the cold weather coming up?
I think I've been acclimated a long time ago from Canada. Playing those minus 30 games up there. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be cold. But we got to get the job done. We have a job to do. We're going to get it done. So we just got to prepare.
This team. The sky's the limit. You can go as far as you take yourselves, right?
Right. I mean, it comes down to execution, understanding your job, know what you're supposed to do, and just doing your job, making the plays as they come to you. You know, we got all the pieces for a run at the Super Bowl, man. I really believe we can get there.
That's the kind of confidence that this building in the locker room. Nothing is impossible for this team. More players have played 64 than any other team in the league. A lot of injuries, but they're still 9-5. And that's our player spotlight interviews presented by Lightbound. For all your cloud service needs, call Lightbound. Back in just a moment with more of tonight's show. This is Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is Colts Monday Night, presented by Citizens Energy Group. Colts Monday Night is also brought to you by Meijer, the official supercenter of the Colts. Meijer will be hosting Blue Friday events throughout the 2013 season. During every Blue Friday, 24 lucky fans will each win two tickets to the upcoming Colts home game. For more information, visit Colts.com/Blue Friday. Also visit Colts.com to view the most recent features of Instant Access immediately after every game presented by Exact Target. Exact Target, a Salesforce.com company, creating the platform of choice for CMOs. With more Colts Conversation, here's Bob Lamy from the Taco Bell Studio.
Welcome back to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM. Drive of the day. Well, that could have been anything yesterday. The Colts had four or five pretty good drives. But the drive of the game that we feature, presented by Dreyer and Reinbolt, well, it was the first drive of the game. Griff Whalen's 14-yard touchdown catch with 9:31 to play in the first quarter. Andrew handles the snap, throws. Touchdown, Griff Whalen! His first ever touchdown!
touchdown in the National Football League, and the Colts lead 6-0. First drive goes 80 yards.
80 yards and 11 plays. We're now joined by Jim Sorgi, our radio analyst on game day on the Verizon Hotline. Jim, it's been so long since we had seen a touchdown in the first half, and to get it on the first drive with the kind of drive the Colts had, very, very exciting.
It really was, and it sends a message. It sends a message to the other team that, hey, we're here to play. We're going to do it from the get-go. It's not going to be coming from behind. And we did it with the no huddle. We did it running the ball. We did it throwing the ball. Andrew didn't get touched that first drive. It was smooth. The offensive line did a good job. And it just shows you that when we really concentrate, we really go out there and we want to do it, we can. And I thought Pep Hamilton did a great job calling a terrific game yesterday. But it started from the get-go. Andrew was poised, game managed. Griff really stepped up. I mean, T.Y. had a good game, and Griff Whalen had a good game. And the week before, we had it with LaVon Brazil and Derek Rogers. So just knowing that we have young guys that can kind of step up on the outside, and hopefully Donald Brown's injury isn't too serious, but even Trent came in the game when Donald went out after that first drive with the stinger, was able to play well. And it was a good balanced mixture of the run and pass. We converted all of our third downs on that drive, and it was a perfect way to start that game. And sometimes you can get lucky. We lose the coin toss. They defer, so we get the ball first. And we were able to prove that the teams are going to do that more and more often because of our first half woes the last five, six games. So if we can prove, hey, if you give us the ball, we're going to come out, we're going to score with it, even if we got to go 80 yards and chew some clock up and run a 10, 12, 15 plays, we can do it. And it was just a perfect way to start that game.
One quick one about the offensive line. Yesterday was a seventh different combination. As a quarterback, how do you adjust to that?
You worry about your job. You let those guys up there play because they're in the NFL for a reason. You got to trust them. I mean, and that's the biggest thing about a quarterback is trusting your offensive line, because if a quarterback doesn't trust that he's going to get protected, things are going to go bad in a hurry. You're going to start getting happy feet. You're going to start feeling like you got to get rid of the ball earlier than you have to. You got to take off and run earlier than you have to. And, you know, the way that offensive line, I really thought Andrew trusted him from the get-go, even though he's been pressured a little bit in the last couple games. And it just seems funny that I thought that our offensive line, they played the best this year is when uncertainty about it. I mean, you got Mike McGlinn. I thought he really the two times the offensive line played really good this year was yesterday in that game and against San Francisco 49ers earlier in the season. And I thought, and they're the two games where we had guys kind of jumbled around and all over the place. And it just, you know, when those guys are really called upon to go in there and do it, they've done it. And I thought they did a great job yesterday, even though guys were out of position. And we even had a guy get hurt yesterday. And Xavier Nixon had to come in. And he started out a little slow, but then got his feet underneath him. And I thought that we played our best. And Andrew's really trusted them when there's been uncertainty there, and it just shows the kind of trust he has there.
Jim will be back with us in the next segment. We'll go to the pulse of the fans when we come back. You're listening to Colts Monday Night with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM.
This is the Citizens Energy Group presentation of Colts Monday Night on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan, and 97.1 Hank FM. Citizens Energy Group is proud to be the Colts' conservation partner. For conservation tips, go to citizensenergygroup.com. Citizens Energy Group, we're all citizens. And are you a AAA fan of the game? For info on how you can become the fan of the game, go to AAA.com/football or visit one of our 16 Central Indiana locations. Also be sure to visit the Bud Light tailgate tent across the street just north of the stadium for pregame fun and $3 Bud Lights. Make the Bud Light tent your place before the game. Once again, from the Taco Bell studio, here's Bob Lamy.
All right, we'll get right to it. The pulse of the fans, what the fans are talking about around the water cooler today, Jim. First of all, the defense played great yesterday. Is that the blueprint? Is that what Greg Minuski wants to see moving forward?
Of course. That's exactly it. I mean, you saw what we don't want to happen last week when we played the Cincinnati Bengals, when we played the Tennessee Titans 2 weeks ago, and the Houston Texans yesterday. That's exactly what we want. We want an attacking defense, a defense that gets after the quarterback. We got after Case Keenum. We sacked him four times. We forced him into two interceptions. We got off the field on third down. We're able to give our offense some short fields on those interceptions. And what's nice about a defense that's playing like that, that's kind of firing on all cylinders, yes, we gave up a couple chunk runs. Yes, they ran the ball a little bit kind of in the middle of the game there. But we didn't give up touchdowns. And what's nice is it allows you to do more things. I mean, we faked the punt, and they stopped us, but we knew our defense was kind of playing well, so we knew our defense was going to step up and fix the situation. We ran a fake punt. We didn't get it. Our defense goes right on the field, stops them. We get the ball back, and end of story. So it allows you to take a few more chances on offense. We threw an interception on offense. They only gave up a field goal off of that interception. And I feel like when we're getting after the quarterback, something we didn't do against Cincinnati, when we're getting after the quarterback and getting off the field on third downs and getting turnovers, we're a tough team to stop because we're not letting them score, and we're giving our offense in a position to where they don't have to go the long way. So if our defense can continue that game plan, that blueprint week in and week out, just like our defense did against when we went on our Super Bowl run, they started playing phenomenal football. If we can start playing that kind of football late in the season in the playoffs, we're tough to beat.
Griff Whalen had a big day yesterday. That compounds some things. We now have a lot of guys who can play wide receiver. How's that going to affect playing time?
Yeah, I think if you can keep five guys active on the wide receiver core, especially when those guys can help you in special teams. We saw Griff return punts yesterday. We know Levon can return punts. They can return kickoffs. They can play wide receiver. And it's a good problem to have. I mean, you know, you want to carry four or five guys active on the active roster at wide receiver. You want to be able to use those personnel groupings where you have three, four wide receiver groupings with your tight ends, two wide receiver groupings with tight ends and running backs. You want to be able to have that at your advantage. And if we have guys that have hot hands week in and week out, like I talked earlier, Brazil and Rodgers really had a hot hand in Cincinnati. Yesterday was T.Y. Hilton and Griff Whalen. So if we got guys that are stepping up, no matter which those guys are week in and week out, really add that balance to our offense where we can go down the field and make big plays. And I think it's just an added benefit to Andrew Luck to have that many weapons active at wide receiver. But you need those guys to be able to do more than just play wide receiver. You need them to contribute on special teams. And they can do that. I remember in my brain Griff Whalen catching his touchdown pass and then going to be on kickoff coverage unit. If those guys, especially the younger guys, can be special teams, you know, contributors as well as wide receivers, it'll just add, an extra dimension to our entire team.
Jim, as always, we thank you, and we'll see you in Kansas City on Sunday. Colts would like to thank Subway for donating prizes for the Colts giveaway packages given away at the beginning of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Do the same thing next week after the Colts beat the Chiefs. The Colts Monday Night Show with Chuck Pagano, presented by Citizens Energy Group, on FM 107.5, 1070, The Fan, and 97.1, Hank FM.